Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mielo, sitting in for Jerry today. The phone number is 888-455-1360, 888-455-1360. All right, so not too long ago, it made the news, it made all the talk shows, it, of course, gave great fodder to late-night comedians. It was Dennis Rodman going to North Korea. Not once, but twice. And, it's like, why? What the heck is he trying to do? He did not discuss issues of Americans being held. He did not try and talk about human rights issues. He just went over there and hung out with his friend, Kim Jong-un. Just, it's ridiculous. He didn't make any effort to improve the living conditions of the people that were there. And now we find out that he has agreed to be the coach of this communist nation's basketball team. Okay. So why should we be upset about it? If Dennis Rodman wants to go over and do that, why shouldn't we just allow him to go and do his thing and not care? All right. Well, let me give you an example of why I think we should be limiting Rodman from going over there and just say, look, this is not appropriate. No. If the government of North Korea won't negotiate to improve, like maybe use it as a political thing. All right, look, we'll let Rodman come over and coach your basketball team if you will agree to do XYZ. The reason I bring this up is a real good example of what's happening in North Korea and the atrocities that are happening is from a young man who recently escaped from North Korea to the West. He wrote an open letter to Dennis Rodman. His letter says, I've never met you, and until you visited North Korea in February, I'd never heard of you. He says, now I know you very well, that you are a famous retired American basketball player with many tattoos. I want to tell you about myself. I was born in 1982 in Camp 14. Camp 14, I was a political prisoner in the mountains of North Korea. For more than 50 years, Kim Jong-un, his father, and his grandfather have used prisons such as Camp 14 to punish, starve, and work to death the people who the regime decides are a threat. Prisoners are sent to places like Camp 14 without trial and in secret. A prisoner's crime can be his relation by blood to someone the regime believes is a wrongdoer or a wrong thinker. My crime was to be born as the son of a man whose brother fled to South Korea in the 1950s. In other words, his crime, the reason he is in prison, is because his uncle fled to South Korea 50 years ago, 60 years ago. He says, I grew up watching executions, including the hanging of my mother. At this very moment, people are starving in these camps, others are being beaten, and someone soon will be publicly executed as a lesson to the other prisoners so that they work harder and obey the rules. On orders of the guards in Camp 14, inmates are forced to marry and create children to be raised by guards to be disposable slaves. Until I escaped in 2005, I was one of those slaves. My body is covered with scars from torture that I endured in these camps. I am writing to you, Mr. Rodman, because more than anything else, I want Kim Jong-un to hear the cries of his people. Maybe you could use your friendship and your time together to help him understand that he has the power to close these camps and rebuild the country's economy so everyone can afford to eat. I end this letter in the hopes that you can use your friendship with the dictator to be a friend to the North Korean people. Wow. 1982 is when he was born and was a political prisoner in this camp until 2005. Wow. And so Dennis Rodman, very cavalier and flippant when he goes to North Korea. I'm not an ambassador. I'm not here to... How do you go into an area of the world like that and not pay any attention to that circumstance? How do you go into that part of the world and make friends with a tin-horn, cowardly, pissant dictator like Kim Jong-un? How do you do that? Either you're just absolutely so... your brain is so damaged from the drugs and the other crap that he's done that he's not aware, or he just doesn't care. His heart is so cold and he is so selfish that it's only about him. But when we talk about being strong against these dictators, these individuals that are destroying the people that live in their countries so that they can live life however they want. They can be the leader of the country and they can pretend that they're important. This is why I say that we, the United States, must be strong and we have to be very forceful. We can't just turn our back and allow this kind of thing to happen over and over and over again. And I'm sorry, Obama is just not that kind of leader. He's not strong. He has no strength of character in order to make a decision on what is right and what is wrong. The behavior, these camps in North Korea, that's wrong. There's no gray area. That's wrong. And so instead of doing something about it, putting pressure on them, we just send Dennis Rodman over? No. All right, there it is. That's the heavy lifting for today. And tomorrow, because it's Christmas Eve, unless something drastic happens, I want us to have some fun tomorrow. I want us to be a little bit more lighthearted tomorrow. We're going to talk about some things that Christmas-oriented, some good things. Maybe if you want to send some family traditions, some things that have just been hilarious, gone sideways during the Christmas enjoyment, send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. Also, don't forget, check me out on Facebook, Seth Mila, WSAU, on Facebook. Click the like button, roam around, enjoy, look at the video clips, the jokes of the day, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot there. Send me a message there, too. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. He's going to be gone the rest of the week. I'll be in tomorrow. Christmas, of course, is Wednesday. And Thursday, I'll be back with you. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy Monday, and we'll talk to you.
Yep, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. Crazy wildcat, wet cat.